presented by Huracan Bank. It's time for the Milwaukee Economy Briefing, where we dive into the latest trends and insights shaping our city's business landscape. To help explain the trends and the news is MMAC President Dale Coinga on Wisconsin's Afternoon News.
You know what today is, Julia?
Trivia Day.
It is trivia for us, but equally as important, it is the world debut, the acting debut of Dale Coinga in the Christmas Carol at the Rep. He's also about to set a world record as the tallest actor ever to grace the stage.
I know, usually with cameo appearances, people just blend in, but at 6'7", it's going to be like, who is that tall, fine English gentleman in the garb?
Are you going to do an accent or anything?
No, it's cameo, so I don't talk. They said, can you sing Joy to the World?
What?
I'm like, I've been going to church for 46 years. I think I could sing Joy to the World. And there's another part where I'm out there and I got to hum Silent Night.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do they have garb tall enough
they
for
get
you?
Me. Oh, but, yeah. Well, but, they fitted me. I went there and they figured it all out.
Wow.
The other person doing a cameo, not tonight, but another night, is Mayor Cavalier Johnson. And he's the other spectrum of the...
Yes.
So we're not sharing the same wardrobe here.
Are you speak in the public all the time. You're in front of people all the time. How are you feeling about tonight? Are you nervous? You excited?
No, this is just fun. This is just many of the times in my life where if someone took a picture or a small video and, you know, 18-year-old Dale had to be like, what's going on? I'd be like, I have no idea what's going on. Why am I in a production of professional? How does this happen? But it's all cool. It's great.
Will your family be there at all?
You know, they were going to be there. And then they have three of the girls have volleyball practice, yeah. And then Grant has basketball practice. And so I think Jennifer's going to try to make it. So we'll see.
You always say how tall your boy is, but how tall are your daughters?
Well, Taylor is a sophomore. She's about 5'9"-ish. And then my eighth grader and sixth grader, Quinn and Ada, they're tall. I think they're like 5'10 right now.
Wow.
5'10. And Ada's growing.
And they're still growing, the younger ones probably, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think, I don't know. I think 5'10, 5'11-ish. I don't think they'll pass 6 feet.
How tall is Grant?
Which they really want to be because they're all volleyball players.
Yeah.
So like, I want to be tall. I want to be tall. So I was like, get to bed. Listen to your mom. That'll make you tall.
That's right. How tall is Grant?
Grant's 6'8".
That's remarkable.
Taller, he's taller than me. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And he might still be growing, right? Is he in high school?
I think
or is
he's
he done?
Done. I think he's done, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, he's 6'8 basketball player.
Yeah, and Brookfield's team is legit.
Yeah.
They played Madison East last night and won by 50 points.
Whoa!
50 points. That's slaughter rule. That's where they start running the clock.
Yeah.
The running clock in varsity high school basketball.
That's
it was the whole team.
Wow.
It may not... I'm willing to argue that it's the... Maybe not the best team in Wisconsin. We'll see how the season goes. But it has to be the deepest. That team has 13, 14 kids on there that would start at 85, 90% of high schools in Wisconsin.
No kidding.
The whole team is just deep and talented. And the biggest thing about it is, and this especially as a father, because let's just like, why do you do sports? Okay. One of the reasons you do sports is to just learn how to be part of a team.
Yep.
And that team has chemistry. They jive. They like each other.
Yep.
And that's what it's all about, right? Is
yep.
those life lessons of how you connect with people and you go out there and get that W, or when you get the L, you rally it around, you work hard. So really proud of that program, the team. And it's just, I'm a big fan of sports and the arts, obviously.
Yeah.
But that, it brings a humanity into what we do in our community. It's fun to watch.
That Greater Metro Conference is tough too. And you guys are the
it
cream
is.
Of the crop this year.
It's going to be... It's gonna be fun. I almost wish that they were a little bit more, expectations were lower.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to ask you about the innovation economy. I know this is something that you feel strongly about and you're pretty attuned to. How is Milwaukee's innovation economy faring?
Chicken butt, taking numbers.
Yeah, like
relatively
that.
Relatively speaking. So we're definitely better than we've been in the past. Milwaukee, if you look like the 20-year horizon, has kind of been, we're not having like, you know, huge, what they call unicorns, the billion-dollar companies. But in 2024, which is the last year we have data for, it was $157 million, which was twice that of 2023. And when you look at our comparative regions around the nation, that's fourth. So, you know, we love our Northwestern Mutuals, our Rockwells, our Harley-Davidsons. Those are all huge employers. They drive our economy. But what we have to do is make sure we have fertile ground for these other companies that can grow and be the next big thing, right? We just saw 2 weeks ago Exact Science, that just started up like, you know, 15, 20 years ago in the Madison area, sell out for $21 billion.
Wow.
And it's just great. I mean, that creates wealth. It creates opportunities and careers. And there's a lot of those stories historically here in Wisconsin. And so it's good to see that more of those seeds are being planted, more of those seeds are coming to different ideas.
For sure.
Construction's right around the corner for data centers like Port Washington, like about 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, the engineers are already out there and you see trucks around and it's ready to rock. And that's great because it provides living wages, working wages for people. Some of these folks that are going out, these electricians, the carpenters, like folks that work with their hands for a living, they're seeing 25, 30% pay increases. These are folks that, you know, five, 6 years, a lot of these tradesmen had to go to other states to get the work. And now those jobs are right here. And there's so much work. The backlog on this data center here work in Milwaukee is so long. They could stay right here. They could go to their kids' games. They could go to their kids' plays and hang out with the right here and have jobs that are paying close to six figures or above that and build really, really cool computers that are going to do great things across our economy.
Looking at this one bullet point, oh my goodness, this 43-year-old makes $200,000 a year overseeing concrete construction for the three data centers.
There's money there.
That's real great family supporting jobs for sure. Speaking of jobs, there's new research out that shows that working from home may not be as great for young employees as some of them think. What does the paper show?
Well, it's not good for them. And the irony here is they want to do it. I want to work from home.
Sure.
But the reality is not good for them. And if you know young people, not to sound like, you know, gray hairs in the room here, but if you know young people, sometimes they want to do things that's not good for them.
Yep.
So this would be in the category of if you're in your 20s, it is much better for your career, and data is showing this, to get out in the workplace, get around the water cooler, meet people, have conversations about other things besides work. And it's good for the soul. It's good for the mind. It's good for your career. Meet people. Be there.
We just had a meeting about this, about, you know,
I hope it wasn't virtual.
Being a good teammate. Yeah, exactly. No, just being a good teammate, setting your goals for next year and getting to know everybody. How are you going to do that? How are you going to know, you know, the tools that you can access without seeing other people?
It has to happen. It's just so important. I mean, I've been in remote environments. I've been in non-remote environments. I'm just telling you, it's not only the data out there. It's just, I will tell you personally, is that you can't replicate physical presence. A great data on this is you look at reading scores of kids during COVID when they try to do reading remotely. Yeah. It just didn't work. And we're still trying to catch up from the harm done from closing schools during COVID. Because once again, I'll end with this, you can't replicate physical presence, whether it be a relationship with someone you want to have marry someday, or whether teaching someone reading or in the workforce, your career, be present.
Hey, if you're going to the rep tonight, look for the really tall guy dressed like an English gentleman.
A proper English gentleman. I don't have to say anything, so I don't have to work on an English accent.
The Christmas Carol at the rep tonight is with Dale. I can't wait to hear how this goes. This is so much fun, Dale.
I joke because I just got glasses. I don't know if you guys
know. Oh, welcome.
Just got glasses. Welcome to the club.
Yeah.
And generally the feedback is, oh, the glasses look good. And my little joke is, you know, glasses today, tomorrow, the British accent. And I'm really going to sound smart. So I'll start tonight. Got glasses a couple weeks ago. Today's the English outfit. And then maybe next time I'm on the show, I'll try a little English accent.
You could be like John and have the spectacles right at the edge of his nose.
Yeah. It's just like that accent. Where, like, I don't know what he's saying, but he sounds brilliant with that accent.
It's the accent. Yeah. For sure. Dale, have fun tonight. Thanks for
having me. You have fun too.
Oh, we're going to. Trivia! It's going to be great. I wish these weren't the same night because I know you'd come out and support us.
I would.
And I would love to go see you at the rep.
And I would love to go see you at Luff's Lucky Town.
Yeah. I guess it's just...
Well, we have years ahead of us.
Sounds good, Dale. Good luck tonight. It is 4:56 at WTMJ.